To be here this morning. If I could have some of you soldiers to come and stand around here, I sure would appreciate it. I brought my list, mm-hmm. I thought, of the people that we've been praying for all week, but I don't know what I did with it.
Okay,
so if you have your list, that'd be great. Amen. We give honor to God, who is the head, the King. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is none like our God. We lift him up and we give him praise. I just wanted to let, Jack, look at my glasses over there. They're right on that black table. Amen. I just wanted to give, well, give me a minute. I'll tell you in a minute. Hallelujah. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that, dear Pastor, great. Okay, Greg and I are, from Wayne and Greg, and I believe you're in Florida, and I got your email. I just want you to know that I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that the Lord will keep everything the way that it should be, that healing will continue, that the will of God will be done. Amen. I just wanted to mention that just to let you know that I did not forget that we're still praying. And also, do you guys remember the two brothers in the UK? One was in the hospital, and Pastor Sandy said they hit him up. They're home. They're home, and they're doing good. So the prayers are working. Amen. And I didn't know that Pastor Sandy was in touch with them, but he said he's a couple times, right? Mm-hmm. He said they and they're home, and they're because the one brother said, I'm not taking anything, I'm not letting them do anything. If the Lord wants me here, he can do it. And I'm like, I'm in agreement with you. If that's how you feel, I'm in agreement with you. And he's fine, and they're at home. So we give God praise for all things. Pastor, what you got in hand?
Well, Pastor, the list that we received is actually last week's list.
Oh,
so I'm waiting for her to send an update.
Oh, okay. All right.
I did receive a call this week from, we can pray for her. She didn't give any specifics.
Okay.
But I believe her name was Elizabeth. Just asking for prayer.
Okay.
Just give me one second.
And if there are prayer requests in the chat room, because we got the wrong prayer list. We got the prayer list from last week that was sent by mistake. So while we're waiting for that, if you have a prayer request in the chat room, oh, you do? Okay.
I have a prayer request from last week.
Okay. Well, so
from last week, we have Destina.
Destina.
She's asking for us to continue to pray for Nathaniel.
Uh-huh. Is that the young man that we...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So is he still in the hospital?
As far as I know, I haven't heard any updates.
Okay. This is a young man that the teenager... How do I say it without saying too much?
Keep praying for Nathaniel.
Well, that'll do it. Amen. Just keep praying for Nathaniel, because we know God is a deliverer. We know God is a healer. And when you ask God to enter in and to cleanse you and to lift you up and to deliver you from something, you also have to keep doing your part. Many times Pastor Sandy has told us we're in the process of being healed and delivered. It's not a one-time thing, bam, and it's done. You're healed and delivered forever. It's like a cancer, and as long as you keep taking the medicine, you won't have any issues or nothing that you can't deal with. When you think that I'm so healed, I don't need the medicine anymore, then you start backtracking. What's the word? Regression. When God delivers you from something or out of something, you need to make it your business to stay out of it. I'm not saying this is what happened to him, but I'm just saying you can't, I've been delivered, I've been healed, now I can go back to do what I've been doing. That's not how that works. You have to maintain your relationship with God and stay away from the things that brought you down in the first place. I used to have a problem with prescription drugs. So I don't deal with prescription drugs, because I know, it's been 40 years, but still, I'm delivered as long as I do my part.
Amen.
Amen. If I forget I'm delivered, I may have a problem. You can't forget that God delivered you, and you can't forget that it's a joint effort. God does his part. You must maintain yours. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Amen. When you're talking. heard that's the difference between a passive and an active walk.
See, thank you. Amen. Was that good? Say that again.
So that's the difference between a passive and an active walk.
Right. So passive meaning?
Passive meaning you get it and you just sit there. You don't do anything. You don't participate,
mm-hmm.
which means you don't reap the benefits of actually having it at all.
It's right.
If you didn't have it.
Right.
And active means you're walking this thing out daily.
Yes.
And you're reaping the benefits of walking in Christ.
Yes.
So it's very important as Christians, because many will walk with the name and it's very passive, but it means absolutely nothing. So you might as well just not say it.
Right.
But if you are active, it will show in your walk. You may still be sick, but the victory in your
yes.
walk is very different.
Yes, yes. Amen. So the Bible tells us to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That means you have a part to play in this. This is a relationship. If there's a man and a woman in a relationship and only one person's working in a relationship and you're surprised it fell apart. It fell apart because you're not doing your part. A relationship. It's wonderful to have a brand new car with brand new tires and brand new, but if you ain't got any gas in it,
right, you ain't going nowhere.
Or if the battery's not working, mm-hmm. or you don't have a key, you have a beautiful car and can't do a thing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. You have a beautiful, awesome God that will do everything necessary to keep you where you need to be, and you won't even use the key. And then as soon as something goes wrong, I don't know why God let this happen to me. I don't know why the Lord always let things happen to me I don't want to call you that.
Right.
Well, I actually do, but I don't think I should. Because you're not doing your part.
Right.
You want everything to fall in your lap. Amen. Amen. Did I pray for the boy?
You did not.
Okay, well, let me pray for him. Amen. I didn't pray for him. Father, Nathan?
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you that because he had run away as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had sent the police looking for him. We're asking, Father God, we're thanking you for retrieving Nathan. And we thank you for bringing him back into the fold. We're asking for his healing, his forgiveness. We're asking that you would lift him up. We're asking that you would touch his mind and help him to understand that he has to, it's not, we get tired in the battle, but not of the battle. Do y'all understand that?
Yeah.
I get tired during the fight. I'm not tired of fighting. I just get tired during the fight. Y'all, you follow?
Amen.
Because it's a battle.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, sometimes you bob and weave, but you're not quick enough. You know, sometimes you take a hit. You know what I'm talking about. So sometimes you take a hit, but I'm not stopping. I'm not giving up just because I took a hit. You know, and some you get tired of fighting, you get tired during the fight, and sometimes you may even feel like, I'm just tired of fighting, I just don't want to do this anymore. But that's the flesh talking, that's not the Spirit of God in you talking.
Amen.
And you have to bypass the flesh or put it in a full Nelson. None of y'all know it.
Yes.
They don't know what they. I forget my audience sometimes. You get.
They know.
Sometimes you just gotta get to. You gotta. You have to break the flesh, put the flesh. You know what? Take your flesh and put it in jail. Because the last time I seen a jail, I wasn't in one. I just saw one. In the jail, it was. They had a bed and a.
The ones when we went to
San Diego. Yeah. It is not pretty. I don't know. This one looked pretty real. It was mad. You have to cause your flesh to come under submission to the power of the Holy Spirit. Your flesh cannot have more control and authority over you than God. Your flesh cannot give the orders. Your flesh is not even a co-pilot. It's a passenger in the animal section on a chain. That's where it ought to be. And as soon as you let him free, he's gonna run up to the cockpit trying to drive, and he know he can't drive, right? Amen. And we already know what's going to happen. And so we need to make sure that we're doing our part in the relationship. And we need to make sure that we're keeping our flesh out of the way so that God can have his way.
Amen.
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 Father, heal Nathan. Continue to work. Bless his family. Those of us that are praying with him and for him. And encourage him, Lord, to be what you have called and created him to be. Don't help him not to allow the enemy to use him and to cause him to become a victim and not a victor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do we get it yet?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Valina.
Now, is this the new prayer list?
Nope, this is a prayer list from online last Sunday.
Okay.
The new prayer list we'll get this evening. The prayer team will pray over them and we'll add them to next week's prayer.
Okay. All right. Okay. So do we have anybody to pray for this morning?
I'm giving you.
You give me? Okay. If I just hold on and slay down you, I'll get there.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Amen. See how she treat me? She said,
Okay, so Valina is asking for continued prayer over her son who has kidney disease.
Oh.
Her husband who's recovering from a stroke and herself who has high blood pressure.
Oh, boy. Okay. He has kidney disease. Husband is recovering from a stroke and she has high blood pressure. Okay. The God that I know and serve can fix all of that. The God that we pray to, the God that we look up to, the God that we trust can fix all of that. Those are not things that God cannot reach. Those are not things that God can, those are not new to God. Amen. Those are things that God has control over. And the Holy Spirit in you, God can speak and it shall be done. Amen?
Amen.
What's her name?
Valina.
Valina. Did she give? She didn't give any other names.
She did not.
Okay, just husband and son. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing Valina to send in her prayer. Father, we're praying healing and deliverance over her son, over her husband, over her household and her family. We don't know what happened, but you are fully aware of what happened. You are completely aware of what's going on. You know, in the name of Jesus, what must go forth in the name of Jesus. We are asking for healing and deliverance for Valina and her family. You said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and the door would be open. It shall be open. We are praying together as one body, as one unit, as one family. We are walking together as one for this family. Father, we know we've seen healing in this atmosphere. We've seen deliverance in this atmosphere. We've seen you lift people up. We've seen you raise the dead in this atmosphere. Father, we need a miracle in that house. We need complete healing for each person in that house. We need complete healing and complete deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 He didn't give his name, but he's asking for prayer over his girlfriend and her son.
Mm-hmm.
The girlfriend is Haley and the son is Cole.
Okay.
He's praying for their salvation.
Haley and Cole. Amen. Salvation. When you have somebody asking God on your behalf for your salvation, that's a positive influence in your life. Because there are a lot of people. I need you to stand here with me, because there's just too much Jesus going on over there. And I need you to come around. And can you two stand right here? Jesus. No, Pastor, you stand here. Baby girl, you stand here. Brother man, you come over here. There you go. Okay. All right, thank you. Amen. See, because your strength is we're in spiritual bodies. We're spirits in fleshly bodies. But we're actually the real us is spirit. Amen. Thanks somebody for closing the door. Amen. And so the Spirit of God recognizes himself in other people.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God communicate with his spirit that's in others. Y'all follow that? And so that's why I ask for those. I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm just saying I can recognize the Spirit of God in you, and so does God.
Right.
He recognizes himself. And so I ask you to come up so I can share in your spirit. Healing, we want to pray for you before we're done. You, before we're done. I'm going to call you up in a minute. Over his knees, over his hip. He's been here three times asking for prayer. We're going to do it this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Who am I praying for?
The Cole and Haley.
Thank you. It's Cole or Nicole?
Cole and Haley.
Oh, yes. And the boyfriend is asking for the girlfriend and her son. Amen. That's someone that's concerned about your spiritual atmosphere, about your spiritual walk, someone that's concerned about what happens when you leave here. That's somebody that should be in your atmosphere, because those are the people that anybody can help you get to hell with no problem. But somebody is trying to help you get it right. Somebody is trying to help you be in line with Christ. That's somebody that you look for. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Haley and Cole. Father, we're praying for their
deliverance and healing.
That you would wake them up.
Yes.
Because here's what I'm getting. It's not that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pastor Drea. It's not that they don't know. But sometimes we can be... You can have a frog and put him in lukewarm water and turn the heat on slow, and he'll just sit there and get comfortable, and the heat goes up, and he never knows, because he keeps adjusting to the temperature. The problem with a lot of people that believe in Christ is that they keep adjusting to their atmosphere instead of rebuking the atmosphere. They keep changing to be a part of the atmosphere instead of resisting the atmosphere. That's a big problem. And we're not supposed to adjust to what the world is doing so that we can fit in. We're supposed to stand out. We're supposed to be different. We're not supposed to be like everybody else. And instead of us resisting what the enemy is trying to turn us into, we just keep readjusting. And so when we look up, we're so far separated from God, we don't even know how we got there. And it's because we've just adjusted ourselves to the time, to the climate. Well, this is what everybody's doing, so, you know, God understands. Oh, well, everybody says that, so, you know, the Lord knows. You know, yeah, he does know. He knows you need to know, you should do better. And so in praying, I'm seeing that it's not that they don't know, it's that they need to be reawakened. They need to get back to where they once were. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Kaylee, for Haley
and Cole,
we're praying, Lord, that you would revive their spirit, that you would revive their mind, their attitude. And sometimes we can get so bogged down. The Bible warns us not to get bogged down with the cares of this life. Sometimes it's tough it's hard not to see what's going on around you and treat it like you don't care. That's a tough job, because sometimes some of that stuff is in your house. It's a tough job. And I don't care how saved you are, it's a tough job. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's a tough job, but you got to do it. It's a tough job, but it still has to be done, because God is depending on us to hold up the bloodstained banner. If we don't hold it up, who's going to do it? It's always somebody else. You notice how it's always somebody will get it, but you never the somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will pick it up, but it's never you. Somebody will feed them, but it's never you.
Mm-hmm.
When is it going to be your turn to do your part? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we're praying for the healing of their mind and their spirit. We're praying for their complete deliverance. It is your will that none be lost. We don't want them lost.
Yes.
We don't want them to miss out on their blessings. We don't want them to miss the glory of the Most High God. So we're praying for all three of them, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, and the child, that your perfect will be done, that you would lift them up, forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness, and bring them back to the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
So there's Amari, and he says that it seems that the evil spirits have left the home, but he knows that they can come back, so he wants to continue.
Yes! Cleaning the house is awesome. Keeping the house clean is crucial. If you don't want to go back to the way things were, once the Lord delivers you from it, Preventive maintenance is what's needed now.
Amen.
You can't. You have to be watchful. You have to constantly be prepared. The enemy is always on his job. There's one credit I give him. He's always on his job. He's a stinking, lying, no good demon all the time. He's a rotten, low life, no life all the time. I can depend on him being the ultimate liar because he is all the time. There's only one thing I give him credit for is to be no good rotten all the time.
Amen.
He's very consistent, which means even when you drop your guard, he's still consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you don't think the enemy is looking at you, he's watching you. He's staking you out. He knows your... What do you do things when you do something daily all the time? He knows your emo, your routine. He's been watching you all your life. And he knows your routine. He knows what you do when you wake up. He knows the frame of mind you're in when you wake up. It's not that he knows all things. It's just that he's been watching you.
Yeah.
And he's got people watching you. And he's got demons reporting back to him. So when you relax, when you drop your guard, we prayed yesterday, Lord, I'm good. Well, I ate yesterday. I'm going to be hungry again today.
Amen.
Right? Yesterday is gone. You can't live off yesterday. You have to keep, and I applaud them. You have to keep the house clean. You have to keep sweeping, keep dusting, keep washing dishes. You have to keep doing whatever is necessary. Don't invite trouble in. It's easier to keep it out than it is to get it out. Anybody have guests that you just couldn't get rid of? Anybody?
Yep.
People that come to your house, you're like, gee, Mo Netty, don't you have a place of your own? Please go home. It's so much better to keep them out than it is to try to get them out. Amen. Am I right? Oh, my God. You know, once you get cockroaches out, you don't want them back. I'm not calling your guests cockroaches, but if the shoe fit, you do what you got to do. I'm just saying whatever's necessary. I'm just saying, whatever's necessary, that's what needs to be done. Father, did he give his name?
That's Imari.
And Father, give Imari and every person that is in that same frame of mind, give them the fire to keep the house clean. Give them the spirit of prayer to keep the house covered and the environment and the family that's living there. Father, whatever's necessary to keep the light burning so that the enemy does not creep in, whatever's necessary to keep the house clean, that's what we want in the name of Jesus. It is your will that we are on guard, that we are constantly watching. We are playing offense and defense. We are fighting to keep the enemy out, and we are keeping things to a point where he can't get back in. Continue to watch over the loved ones, those that are fighting the good fight. Continue to bless those that are keeping watch over their atmosphere, over their spouses, over their children, over their families, over their friends, over their neighbors, over their loved ones. Continue to give us the grace, the favor, and the mercy that we need to accomplish this, so that when you look in our atmosphere, you see you. When you look into our atmosphere, when you shine your presence on our homes, in our homes, in our hearts, in our minds, what you see is you. Keep us safe in Jesus' name. Amen.
So there's Lori, and she's asking for prayer for her 20-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't spoken to her in nearly 2 years, and
wow,
she's asking for his salvation.
Amen. Lori, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. Amen. I dealt with that same thing for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, one day, they all came back home.
Mm-hmm.
They all came back. I couldn't believe it. I knew I had been praying. I knew that's what I wanted. But one day, hi, Dad. I'm like, what? Hi. Oh, hi, Pops. How you doing? I'm like, what? Oh, Dad, I just thought I'd call and check on you. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
You did the Fred Sanford.
I did the Fred Sanford. I'm like, oh. I'm like, wow. And after 20 years, they came home. And I knew it was nothing but God, because I hadn't done anything. I hadn't changed. After 20 years, things happened. That's how I know that God hears us. And I didn't make them come back. They came back with a smile. I'm like, wow. And it was Christmas and New Year's. I'm telling you, some things you ask God for, he may give it to you before you, you may see it before you finish asking. Because he says, I heard you before you called and I answered while you were yet speaking. You may see it before you can even get the words out of your mouth. But some things you may not see for years, decades. But if it's God's will and it's got your name on it, you walk by faith and not by sight. God will do what he said. If God told you he's going to do it, I start praising him. As soon as I hear what he said, I start praising God. I start praising because even if I don't see it, God said it. And the Bible says God cannot lie. I'm a witness. God can't lie. God, if it didn't exist before he spoke, when he finished speaking, bam, it was there. God can't lie. He can't lie. If God made you a promise, it's a done deal. God's not going to lose faith on his promise, and you can't lose faith on God. I don't need, did I pray for whoever I was supposed to? Okay. I get to run in my mouth and forget what it was.
It was Lori and the 20-year-old.
Lori and the 20-year-old. So I said all that to say this, Lori. If God allowed it to happen to me after 20 years, I know it can happen to you after 2 years.
Amen.
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 Whatever God's will is, I never stopped praying for my kids. I never stopped. Because in my mind, it's like either they don't get it, they don't understand, they were too young. And even whatever, it didn't matter. And when we started back to talking, I just picked up where we left off as if nothing happened. Because in my, as far as I'm concerned, nothing happened. I don't love them any less. I don't feel any less about them. I love them just as much now as I did when they first came out. Nothing's changed. I haven't changed. And I know that's God. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Okay. And so even if the Lord allows him to speak to you and come back to you or not, it's not as important as you continually praying for them, as you continually being there for them. So if they do come back, they have somewhere to go. Because if you cut them off and they have no place to go, what happens then? That might be a soul that you cause to be lost. Do you want the responsibility of a soul being lost? Because God is a jealous God. Every soul is important to God. Amen? Amen. Father, we were praying for Lori and her son that you would give her the strength to continue to pray and that you would give her the strength to continue to look beyond a fault, to look beyond what she thinks she sees, to look beyond how things appear to be, and let your perfect love manifest itself through her. Let your perfect love manifest itself through her so that her love will reach out to the child and allow your love to do what it does. With love and kindness have I drawn thee, not with criticism, not with finger pointing, not with pushing the blame, but with love and kindness. You may never speak to me again, but it will never change how I feel about you. You may never come home again, but it'll never change how I feel about you. And if one day you do come home, my love is still there. Touch that atmosphere. Touch that home. Touch that family. Let forgiveness abound. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, Sarah is asking for prayer for Jennifer, who's suffering from symptoms of COVID.
Amen. We want to pray. Amen. For her name is Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer is the one suffering, right?
Yes.
Amen. Father, we pray for Jennifer. Ala Saronia. Jacqueline, I need you to anoint my hands. And Pastor T, I need you to stand in for Jennifer. Hallelujah. And it's right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you wash your hands yet, baby?
No.
Okay, wash your hands. He keeps reminding, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Amen. For God is worthy. Good morning, Ryan. Awesome to see you. That white box on the table is yours. Please take that. Amen. Hallelujah. No, yes, T, have you washed your hands yet?
No.
Amen. Amen. La'itishom. For God is worthy to be praised. And we're praying for her name is Lori, right?
No,
that we pray for Lori.
Jennifer.
Okay. Amen. Names are not my thing. For you all that don't know, this is my wife's sister. This is Jaqua. This is her sister. Amen. Just so you know. Who's that woman sitting? I don't recognize that woman. Shut up. She family. Well, I was going to say that. Amen. All right. So I want to pray for Jennifer. Jennifer, right?
Yes.
Stand behind Jennifer, Jaqua. Mala yahanan mietso. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are real. There is nothing new under the sun. You have made preparations for everything that would ever occur on this planet since before the foundation of this world. You are not surprised, nor are you caught off guard. You know everything about everything, that every hair on our head is numbered. You know, God, you are able to heal Jennifer. You are able to deliver her completely. You're able to remove whatever symptoms the virus has brought. You are able to remove it in the name of Jesus. I command healing through the power and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I command complete healing over her mind, her body, her spirit, healing and deliverance. God, I command healing and deliverance by the word of God, by the power of your might, by the blood that shed on the cross, healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen. Last Sunday, I made a mistake. And I've been on pins and needles to get here all week to tell you. When I said that that scripture was not in the Bible about the
the wedding verse.
Yeah. Pastor T, she sent it to me on my way home, and she's like, and I'm like, I've read that so many times. How did my old self forget that was I read? So it is in the Bible. That is from the Bible. And if y'all don't remember, go back. It is in there. I read it myself, and I don't know why I was tripping. So forgive me for giving you the misinformation saying it wasn't in there, because it is. Yeah. And this is the soldier that reminded me, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And sorry for putting you on blast on camera, but I wanted them to see. Amen. Amen.
Rebecca is asking for prayer for her husband, who is in jail for threatening to kill.
He's in jail for what now?
Threatening to kill.
Well, that's probably where he needs to be. Amen. All right. Amen. If that's where he is, what's her name?
Her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca, first of all, thank God he's there and nobody's in the hospital.
Amen.
Or somewhere else.
Amen.
Maybe that's where he needs to be. He knows that nothing could be further from the truth. But some people, from my understanding, you get that.
And of course, this was last week's prayer, and we haven't had an update, but we want to keep praying for her. Her fiance's sister is in the Philippines, and she hadn't been heard from for 2 days. That was last Sunday, after picking up a money transfer, and there was a typhoon headed their way.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Read it again, the first part.
Shawan is asking for prayer for her fiance's sister
in the Philippines. Okay, I got it. I don't got the name, but I got the situation. I got everything else. Shawan. Hemi Alum. And there was a typhoon headed that way?
There was a typhoon headed that way. And I'm not sure if she's given us an update yet, but this was last week.
Any updates yet?
Have you heard from Shawan?
Okay. Have you heard from Troy? Did they get it? Okay. Samyotasi Otavia Hatin. After a money transfer, they haven't been heard from since after that.
Correct.
Okay. We bless you, Father, for all that you've done, and we give you praise in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, that was it for the... Yes.
Before you end,
yes.
There was a number of prayer requests that came over dealing with depression and anxiety.
Okay.
And we just want to make sure that we're not just...
Yes. Yes, yes, amen. Sometime this week I was talking to somebody about depression. Depression is real.
Yes.
And I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how long you've known Jesus. Depression is not beyond you. Amen. Depending on your situation, depending on your atmosphere, depending on your spouse, your kids, your job, the COVID, your mindset, how you grew. I mean, because all depression needs is the right atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It just needs the right circumstances to come together for you. Mm-hmm. And bam, there it is. And I don't care how long you've known the Lord, depression is not beyond you unless the Lord keeps it off you. Yeah. Amen. 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 And so I'm especially now talking to the people that are in Christ, that are dealing with depression now, because people have been sick, people are dying or have died, loved ones have died, the world has changed, and everybody cannot deal effectively with that change. The place where they would ordinarily go to get the spiritual support has been shut down. Tell me that wasn't a plan. Has been shut down so that they can't get the spiritual support that they need. Can I say something to you? And I know, and I know some people don't agree, and just for the record, I don't care. But what I'm about to say is very true. It is necessary from time to time for you to be in the presence of other people.
Amen.
Because you were created to be, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is. It's not just so you can get together and praise God, but I need to be able to touch my brothers and sisters, because we pass stuff on to encouraging and building up, and that connection and those positive spirit, the spirit of God joining together as a choir and not just a solo, coming together in strength and in power and in spirit, and that brings about healing. That brings about deliverance. That brings about a clean mind. That brings about a lot of positive things. And when you come together as one body, the enemy ain't got a chance. But if it's just one at a time, he can just pick on you one at a time, until I get you. And that's the reason why they don't want you singing in church. Because praise. When you lift up praises to God, God enters into your praises. Amen. That wasn't an accident. They don't want you to pray. They didn't say nothing about that. The concerts. Right. You can go to a concert and sing. That's okay. But you come to church and give God praise. You can't do that. That's against the law. Why do you think that is? Because the Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This is a spiritual battle, and you're trying to fight it with a stick.
Yes.
You fight the spirit with the spirit.
Yes.
It is necessary for you to come and be around your people.
Yes.
I'm not talking about your color. I'm talking about people that believe in the same God you do.
Yes.
People that believe the same things that God has spoken. People that believe God is who he said he is. People that believe like you. You need to be around them once in a while.
Man.
Because when you are in their presence, y'all feed off each other. What they say, iron sharpens iron.
Right.
But the enemy knows that.
Pastor.
Yes.
Mother Sharon said isolation is one of the enemy's best.
Oh, mama, you ain't, girl. They had some when I was growing up. You ain't never lied. That's so true. Divide and conquer. Let me separate you from everything that will build you up so that I can tear you down. Because if I'm tearing down, if I got 20 demons tearing down one person, if God ain't protecting you, you all but gone. So if I can keep you separated from your power source,
yes,
I got you.
Yes.
I keep, it's blizzard outside, and I'm trying to keep you away from the furnace.
Mm.
Because I know it's just a matter of time, you're going to freeze to death.
Jesus.
It's a blizzard.
Yes.
And I'm keeping you away from the furnace. I know it's just a matter of time before you die. That's how it is in the spirit. If the enemy can keep you away from the furnace, he knows it's just a matter of time before you freeze to death.
Yes.
You become nothing.
Yes.
And he didn't have to do anything except keep you away from the furnace.
Yes.
Amen. He just keep you away from the people that can lift you up.
Yes.
That's the plan of the enemy.
Yes.
What was I praying for?
The people who are dealing with
depression. And so the people that are dealing with depression. That's all right. Wait till y'all get up here. You'll see. Amen. You'll see. Amen. People that are dealing with depression, you have to take your situation, your depression to God. You can't take it to a liquor bottle. You can't take it to weed. You can't take it to prescription drugs. You can't take it to the strip shop, the place where they, you know, you can't, I can't remember what you call it. You can't take it to the soap operas. Do they still have soap operas now? You can't take it to the stuff. You got to take it to Jesus. Because, Abigail, you all right back there? Yeah. Amen. You sure? You got to take it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Because the enemy will offer you all kind of temporary fixes.
Yeah.
And some of them feel good at the moment. But when it's over, the problem is still there, and you're in a worse condition when it's over than you were when you started.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I want to pray for you that are dealing with depression. Mm-hmm. It is my desire to put together scriptures for people that are dealing with depression, people that are dealing with physical healing, people that are dealing with all these different subjects, so that you can go bam, 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 bam to all these different scriptures that will minister to you about these different subjects. Mm-hmm. That is my desire. So pray that I can scoop some of this other stuff off to the side of the plate so I can put that, so we can, because I think it's needed.
Amen.
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 But for all of you that are dealing with depression, we're doing good. We still have 3 minutes left.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. Hey, keep talking. All right. So we want to pray for the people that are dealing with depression, people that are dealing with thoughts of suicide.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Well, I'm saved. Mm-hmm. It's still real. It's still real. Well, I've been knowing Jesus all my life. First of all, shut up, because you haven't. But you may have learned about him when you were younger. You may have been brought up in that atmosphere your whole life, but you ain't necessarily known him all your life. You didn't even know your name until you was 10. So to say you've been knowing him all your life might be a stretch. Amen. Amen. Am I right?
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Okay. So 2 minutes. All right. Amen. Now I know how Pastor Sandy feel. Amen. Now I know how he feel. Amen. Amen. That reaping what you sow is real too. So we want to pray. We want to pray. Can I get everyone that comfortable enough to touch somebody else's hand? The Bible says, speaks about touching and agreeing. He said he would be in the midst. And if you're not comfortable with touching someone that you don't know, touch somebody you came with.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. And if you just want to put your hands in your pocket, do that. We're praying for people that are dealing with suicide, whether they're saved or not. We're praying for people that are dealing with
depression,
whether they're saved or not. What else is
anxiety.
Something? Anxieties. Because the jobs, they're tripping. I mean, they're starting to ask stuff.
Anger
is a big deal.
And oppression within the family.
Yes. Thank you, Mother Niera. And forgiveness. All these things are real. All these spirits are in the atmosphere. What you got, that sensation? A neighbor that committed suicide this week. Lord, we'll pray for the family, Lord. All these things are real. Even if you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost of fire and on top of the world, it's still real.
Yes.
And it might come knocking at your door.
Yes.
And so we want to pray for every person that's dealing with this, or dealing with someone that's dealing with this, or know someone that's dealing with this. If you can reach out to somebody that you can trust, somebody that won't make your business front page news, where your problem won't go viral on the internet, if you have somebody you can reach out to and talk to, just a little bit. If you don't have anybody you can talk to, because there's situations where they have no one to talk to,
yes.
Email me. And in the description, is that what it's called? In the subject matter, say, no one to talk to.
Yeah.
And I'll give you somebody to talk to.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a lot of people here that'll talk to you.
Yes.
Amen. We have a lot of people that'll minister to you. You don't have anybody to talk to. You don't have anybody you can trust. You can trust us. We won't make your business. We won't put it on the internet and it won't go viral. If it's told, you'll tell it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand here with our hands held as one body, as one unit, on one accord, asking for healing and deliverance for all of these different spirits that are out in the world, depression, oppression, suicide, anger, all these different things, and there are many more. We're still praying for the teen moms and dads. We're praying, Lord, that this prayer, this service will reach someone that is in need of these things. And if they have no one to talk to, that they will send us an email saying, I have no one to talk to. And we will pray with them and for them and give them, send them someone to talk to so that they are not alone. We are a family. We are a global community. We are a global family. The Lord says we are a global community church. We are the church at the end of the block. We want to pray with you and for you. Our prayers are going up for your families, for your finances, for your home, for your health. If you're dealing with COVID, if you're dealing with cancer, whatever you're dealing with, our prayers are going up for you. And if we can pray with you, let us know. Father, send your healing and deliverance, that your perfect will be done over every person that will hear this prayer. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen.
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 As Minister Lord would say, in the cloud or in the crowd. I hope our next service is in the cloud. Amen. But if not, I'll see you next Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to pray. Oh, I'm sorry.
There is a prayer request.
Yes.